From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaica's Prime Minister Michael Manley leaves Tokyo with the hope of seeing more Japanese money finding its way to the Caribbean.
I've argued very strongly that there are huge possibilities for Japanese investment here. And there are signs that they're beginning to look.
Cuban officials reject allegations that their nuclear power plants are being built with faulty components. And a century from Richie Richardson boosts the West Indies spirits in the last game before the first test. Hello and welcome once again to BBC Caribbean Report. This is Hugh Crossgill reporting. Jamaican Prime Minister Michael Manley is now in China following a five-day visit to Japan, which ended yesterday. While in Tokyo, Mr. Manley met with the Japanese Prime Minister, Toshiki Kaifu, and was able to secure over $60 million in aid. Mr. Manley says the money will be used mainly for infrastructural improvements in the tourist areas of Jamaica's north coast. The Japanese government also promised to donate a modest $20,000 towards the island's flood relief efforts. As Mr. Manley told the BBC's Tokyo correspondent Philip Short, Japan has shown interest in helping the Caribbean to improve its disaster preparedness.